Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, how are you? It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And we're giving you tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful in whatever you're doing. I am so excited to be able to have a one-on-one with the Chief Visionary today so we can talk a little bit about what's really happening in business. And I want to kind of dive a little bit into also just being a woman in business. And, you know, a lot of times men in business, you have different challenges, but women in business also have additional challenges. So we're going to touch base on different levels of challenges, but we're going to talk a little bit about some of those things that affect women in business as well. So I want to give a great big thanks to our promotions and marketing partner 106 Live Radio. If you haven't had the opportunity, please make sure you tap into 106liveradio.com, and also you can get the free app for 106 Live Radio out of the Google Play Store. It's a really great network. Have a great time over there, and you get to learn a lot as well. So today, let's kind of dive into it. Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. And of course, I know you're in there listening, but if you have any questions, I'll answer them for you. Just go ahead and call me at 347-633-9192. That's when we're live on air, 347-633-9192, and I'll answer those any business questions that you have. So for those who maybe it's the first time you're tuning in, you don't know Visionary People. Visionary People is a PR management and brand development company. And we started 8 years ago. And like any other business, once you start the business, there are transitions within the business. You're going from, you're identifying yourself. And then you're also honing into those key things that you just really enjoy doing and you're exceptional at. And so when we initially started, we've always been a business and marketing company, you know, with PR and branding. However, as we continue to evolve over the last 8 years, we've really tightened in onto the key things that we, one, love doing, two, that we do exceptionally well, and we've also found a way to help us stand out from the crowd. And so as I'm sharing these things with you, you want to think about that with your business. What are the things that you, whether you're 5 years in business, 5 months in business, you know, 10 years, it doesn't matter. What are the things that sometimes you need to start looking at and shifting around? And it's a system that I developed a couple of years ago called the EMS system, so the Essential Movement Strategies system. And it's really looking at every year, sometimes every 6 months, depending on how fast the company is growing, you're going to have to step back and look at that and say, okay, we need to start shifting and moving, because in order to really capture, capitalize, and grow, you have to constantly be in an evolving and a changing market, because the market's changing. The demands of customers and of the market is constantly changing. You know, a few years ago, many years ago, I should say, there was no internet radio, okay? There was no internet TV. If you wanted to listen to a radio show or watch a television show, you had to be in front of some form of listening device in your car or in the house. You had the boom box or whatever, right? And if you wanted to watch a television show, you had to be in front of the television at the time that the show was being released. There was no on-demand. There was no DVR. So that kind of helps you to see that whenever you have this business, you have to be in this evolving way. You have to be able to look at your business, the landscape of your business, and say, okay, where's the market going and where are we? Are we measuring up? Are we neck and neck? Are we advanced? What are we doing? And sometimes that can be the challenge, because you're like, I can't think of anything else, right? But that's where you start bringing on other team members. You either bring on a team or you bring on a consultant company, and that's where Visionary People comes in for companies. We come in with those very fresh creative ideas. We look at the landscape of the business, and we look to position that brand and take it to higher heights, because that's just what we've been very, very good at. So our niche market is healthcare. However, we do work in other industries, and we have worked in other industries. However, you know, our niche market is healthcare, and we work with the entire spectrum of healthcare. So today we're going to talk a little bit, touch base on some of the key things in business. So I'm going to talk first about the company skills matrix. And the reason why I want to go there first is because whether you're a startup company or you're an existing business and you have a very lean, mean team, whether you're a very large company as well, these are certain areas that need to be evaluated. Because at sometimes when things start moving and shifting, and I've seen this in very large organizations, I've seen this in smaller companies as well, when it comes to a company skills matrix, sometimes companies don't have this. They have job requirements, responsibilities, somebody's hired for this position. But these are some key things. So if you have your pen and paper, get something out and jot the idea down. Of course, you can always come back and listen to the show on demand if you're not at a position to write it down. But you want to look at your company and do a company skills matrix. And what you do is you have some key areas in the business, right? You got sales marketing, right, or management and customer service. You got the products and the services, whether it's the development of it. You got the financing area, the accounting side, right? You also have the business growth or business development side, which is going to be the HR, the process, the operations, that area. And then here's a key piece that some companies are kind of sort of adopting now, but they need to really hone in. I don't care what size company you are or what industry, and you should have this one of the skills matrix, technology development, the process of it, the streamlining of it, the protection of it, the usage of it. So these are areas. So I'll say those again. The main areas of the business you want to kind of highlight, and you just want to make some columns and some rows, okay? Sales, management, customer service. You got the marketing arena. You got the product and service development. You also have finances and accounting. You got to look at that. Business growth or business development. Okay, and you remember under there is like the processes, operations, HR, things like that. And then you also have the technology development. So how is the technology being used in your company? How are you protecting the company, cyber protection as well? And also how is it being streamlined and used well? So you have that. Now, in each of these particular areas with a company skills matrix, there's going to be four areas that need to be covered in each of these particular areas, and a lot of people don't know this. So when we go in and we work with a company, we pull out our company skills matrix and we fill it in, okay, and we go to our sales management and customer service area, and we say, okay, who's the person that's over the vision? Who is the visionary over this particular department or area? Because there has to be some form of person that's planning for the advancement and the growth of any area or department in the business. Who's the person that's thinking about how do we do this better and bigger and faster and more creative? Somebody has to be the visionary. Then you have an area, who's the strategist? Somebody has to be the strategy. When you think about, people think, well, the vision is the strategy. No, it's not, not necessarily. I can think of a phenomenal concept, and all I did was come up with a great idea. Somebody has to plan how the great idea is going to be executed, and then the third area is implementation. Who's going to execute it, right? So you see how very, very specific this gets? So you need someone that's going to come up. Who comes up with the big idea? Who has that mind, that very creative, inventive mind? And somebody naturally comes like that, right? So who's that person? Who's the strategist? Who puts the strategy in place? And that could be someone that's within the company. That can be a company, a consultant firm that you've hired. That can be, you know, that could be interns that you have from time to time. It can be anything like that. It could be your board of directors or anything. Then, of course, like I said, the implementation. So who came up with the great idea? Who put the steps to get the great idea rolling? And who's going to implement or execute the plans that have been written out? And then you need to know who's overseeing it or managing it. Now, in most startups or smaller businesses, the same person is expected to facilitate all four: vision, strategy, implementation, and overseer. Now, if that person is able to do all of those well, then sure, go for it. But you want to be real clear and say, okay, does this person and or does this company really fulfill the need? And you do the same exact thing for marketing, product and service, finances, business development, and technology. If you are a startup company or a small business and one person is occupying 90% of these areas, these quadrants, that is a problem because that means that there's just not you're not doing it very well. One person cannot occupy all of the quadrants and be doing it very well because you're going to be tired, okay? You're splitting yourself into like 70 different people. Doesn't work like that. So, again, it could be the same person or maybe one person is over vision because they're just that creative. And then maybe one person is a strategist. They really take things and they have steps to it. They don't care what it is, but they can think through. They're very process-driven and analytical. Now, in terms of implementation, you might need other people because people that are implementers tend to be quick persons. They don't want to be sitting there waiting and watching it come together. They're implementers. They want to go in, get it done. Now, my first profession prior to having my own business and being a brand strategist was as a registered nurse. And as a registered nurse, I worked in the emergency room. So that is called, I get in, I get out, get in, get out. So I'm like, let's see some immediate results. Implementers or executors are the people that really like immediate results. They're like, give me what I need to do. Let's go get it, right? Now, the one that's overseeing or managing it, they're a little bit more patient because they can wait to watch it come to fruition. They're also very detailed because they're looking at the steps, they're looking at the implementation, and they're connecting the dots. So we need all these people when it comes to a company matrix. We need all these people. And so with that being said, company skills matrix is something that's very important, and most companies don't do it, and we do that with our clients, and when we do it, they're like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that. So that's very important. So if you haven't done one, get one done. If you need one, give us a call. We'll take care of you, right? All right, this is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, here on Coaching for Success with Visionary People. Very excited to bring you the tips, trends, and techniques to finding that place of success. And at Visionary People, we're taking your brand to higher heights. We're really excited about that. And today we're talking about those key things in business, the challenges, the struggles, the what can I do, the what can I do better, and all that good stuff, just putting it all together. All right, so let's talk a little bit now. After you've done your company skills matrix, you got that all done, right? You have to have goals and set some real good goals for your business advancement. Now, this is where you hear a lot of work-life balance. One of the things that Visionary People stands on, and I even also really promote and advocate, is it's not really work-life balance. It's more work-life integration. And the reason I say work-life integration is because the individuals within any company, they're still one person. They're not two or three different people. They're one person. And that one person has to be able to integrate different aspects of their life so that they can be balanced. They can be symmetrical, so to speak, right? So I prefer to say it's work-life integration, not work-life balance, because the individual is one unit. If you hire a woman and that woman happens to be a killer strategist or a killer marketer, she's like phenomenal, that woman is also a mother, and the woman may also be a wife. The woman may also be a community advocate that likes to do things in the community. So we have to remember those things. You know, they might be in the choir of their church and things like that. So when you think about that, you're not trying to balance the person. You're trying to help them integrate. And that's why I prefer to look at things, and I promote that when we talk to our clients. It is work-life integration, okay? So when someone is sitting down, especially when you have individuals that are high up and they're executives and they're business owners and they're going, and then it doesn't matter if you have someone that's more in the worker bee side of things, they're the executors, they're on the front line getting it done. Everybody should set goals. You need to have personal goals, professional goals, and then your professional goals, you need to have growth goals. So as a person, how am I going to grow? As a professional individual, how am I going to grow? If I have a business, how is my business going to grow? If I am the executive or the leader over a particular department within a organization, how am I going to grow my department? What are the expansion and growth goals? And also, what are the financial goals? And you have to have them both personally and professionally. You want to avoid setting yourself up for failure. Don't set, you know, these massive goals that's going to take 45 years to accomplish and you think you're going to get it done in 45 days. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. You want to focus on a minimum of two big goals, and then you got the four little goals that you can get accomplished. So, you know, if you hire, let's talk about this again. Let's say you hire a man. Okay, the man may be like one of the most phenomenal, let's go for example, finance wizards, right? So it's a finance guy. This guy knows money, can read your books. I mean, this guy's awesome. But you hired a man, and that man happens to be a phenomenal financial person. He might be a great chief financial officer. But that man may be a father, and that man may be a husband. That man may be the coach for a little league team, or he may be the pastor of a church or on the choir, or you never know. That man may have a side business that he's building for his children, so he has to help and do things. So when we think about integrating selves, one of the things every company should have, and I believe, is you should bring in people that help individuals set goals for themselves, personally and professionally. Statistics have already proven when you have an individual within a company, regardless of the size, it's not the money that makes them the most happiest. It is their opportunity for growth. Have I grown since I've been doing this? Whatever that this is. Individuals leave because they're not growing. They're not advancing. It's not always because they need more money. Because if I'm getting some kind of money, but I'm advancing and I'm growing, then naturally the money comes because you're developed and you're developing into this phenomenal person. So you want to, companies have to look at the small businesses when they're starting up. If you're a startup company and you can't afford to pay somebody a full-time salary, if you can give the person the opportunity to develop and grow, you will watch and see how people will stay committed to you, even in the absence of a full-time salary. I've done it. I've seen it happen. But whenever you bring someone on as the CEO of the company, you have to always look at, how am I going to help this person develop? What are their goals? What do you want to accomplish? And during a screening, an interview, or whatever, those are things you want to ask. Ask your person who you're bringing on the team. What are the goals for your life? What do you want to see happen? How can this company help you develop? Find out what they want and help them get it, okay? That's what you do. All right, it's your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. Very excited about offering you tips, trends, and techniques to be very successful. And if you haven't had the opportunity to log on to visionarypeoplearise.com, please do so. Log on, see what we're about, and reach out to us if you need us. Of course, we're on all of the social media, so you can find us on Facebook at Visionary PPL. That's the company. You can find me, Natasha Davis Visionary, on Facebook. Twitter, you can find us on Visionary PPL as well. So we're all over. You'll Google us, you'll find us as well. If you get to the site, you'll be able to track us down. All right, so we've talked about some of those things already. So we've gotten through some of the fluff. That's what I like to call the fluff, right? The good, the touchy-feely good stuff and those type of things. We talked about that. Now, let's get into the business side of things. Let's drive it home. One of the things I want to share with you, let's talk about the women in business, first of all. Women have a very hard time in business, whether it's their own business or in corporate. And it's just, unfortunately, the way it is. We already talked about the pay scale gap. You know, nationally, you already know, though the gap has closed a little bit, we are still women. We still get paid significantly less than a man, and that's just how it's always been. Will it ever be corrected? I have no idea, but I guarantee you that the women's community will not stop. We're going to keep going and going and going, all right? So let's talk a little bit about overall honing in on the women in business. And just for number's sake, women-owned businesses account for over 10.4 million firms in the United States. And women are bringing in $1.8 trillion in sales. Okay, that's what we do. 41% of privately held firms are actually held by women of color. And that's really important to know, because as whether you're a woman of color, a minority or whatever, the odds begin to shift. So one thing I want to talk about is when a woman is going into business, some of the things that as we as women want to always remember is we need to capitalize on our God-given strengths and our talents. And I had the opportunity to go to a conference the other day. It was a phenomenal conference, Women Igniting Change by Robin Jurgensen. And you can look her up, Women Igniting Change by Robin Jurgensen. Phenomenal organization doing great things. And one of the things that we heavily focused on was women have this God-given talent, and I even mentioned, I said, we have the talent to be adaptable and adjustable. We can conform, I want to say, or adapt to any environment and do what we need to do. And so that's what women are, and women are brilliant. We have brilliant minds. We have the ability to shift and multitask, and if things are needed in section A, we can manage that and multitask to cover section B and all that great stuff. So that's number one. Women have the ability to be adaptable and adjustable, and we are very brilliant. We also have this phenomenal way to collaborate, and we have great interpersonal skills. I was watching the news the other morning, and they were talking about when they had this group of little girls, and the girls came in and the little boys came in, and they had these electronic devices on the table. And while they were on the table, the boy kids gravitated immediately to the electronic devices, and the interpersonal skills were, you know, interaction was limited. They were focused square on to this device. But the girls came in and they went straight to the hands-on toys and things like that, and they were interacting with each other. And there was a woman in the room, and she was just kind of like observing. And when she called to the boys, she was like, hey, whatever your name is. And he couldn't even hear her. He couldn't even hear what she said. She had to call him several times for him to pull his attention, say, huh, you know? And then with the girls, now the girls were playing and talking and interacting, and she would call the girl one time, and she would hear, and she would respond and go back to doing what she's doing. That is just me just saying, not that girls are better than boys, well, wink, wink, you know? But it's more to say that women have, girls, in our DNA, we are naturally built to be very adjustable and adaptable. We conform to the environment, and we absorb it and say, okay, here's what needs to be done, and we get it done. So when you think about that as a woman, you have to find your way to capitalize on your strengths and not feel that you need to fold in certain environments because you're a woman and you're, you know, if you're a woman of color, if you're a minority woman, it doesn't matter. You bring your talents to the forefront and you let those shine ahead of you. All right, so let's talk about the men. When men are coming in, men are naturally built to, you know, we go all the way back to Adam and Eve days, right? You know, here's how it goes. A man is built to be provider, protector. That's what men were built to do. That's what Christ called them to do, provider, protector. Women are adjustable, adaptable. That's in the Bible. I didn't make this stuff up. That's how it is. That's how we are. Okay. So when men go in, men are looking to provide whatever needs to be provided and protect their zone, whether it's protect their home and family or they're in the workforce and you're doing that. Men identify with their business title. You ask a man, hey, tell me about yourself. The men would normally start off with what they do, whether I'm a technology strategist, I'm a marketer, I'm a finance, I'm a banker, they start out with that. Women are more inclined to start out with who they are in terms of I'm a mother, I'm a wife, you know, I love to do da-da-da-da-da, and by the way, here's what, you know, what I do. We have to find a common medium, ladies. When you're, of course, in that particular environment, those other faculties will come into place. However, when it comes to that particular business environment, you always want to come back to that place where you're on a level playing field. So when we're in that setting and we're saying, hey, what am I? You pull your talents and you communicate that together. How you want to communicate yourself is in a very clear, unique, and engaging fashion because women are naturally engaging. You know, we meet best friends in the restroom. Okay, we can walk in a restaurant and come out with it. We can come with their phone number. We know how many kids they have. You know, we know what city they live in, how long they've lived in the city. Guys, that's why how we take that long in the bathroom. You know, because we're chatting. We talk. We always talking. But seriously, when you're printing yourself out, and even for men, be very clear. Pull that piece of unique side to you in and also be very engaging. Don't dominate the conversation, men or women. Do not over-dominate a conversation because the other person has processed what you said. They want to respond. They want to interrupt, so you want to engage. You don't want someone to remember you by the person that talked the most in the conversation you couldn't get a word in. Not a good fit, all right? So think about that. And be strategic in your movements. Be very strategic in your movements in business and anywhere. And we hear about, you know, being strategic. And you're like, oh, well, what does that really mean? When you're strategic, you want to be really, in order to be strategic, you have to be very clear on what you're doing, you know, which is why we went through the company matrix, the skills matrix. We talked about the goal setting reminders. You want to be very, very clear in what it is that you want and what you don't want and what you're doing. And when you get to that place, you can then shift and say, strategically now, I'm going to make this step because it's going to create this outcome. You want big outcomes for your steps. You don't, you know, think about it like, all right, let's think about it like cooking, right? If you go and you buy a turkey for Thanksgiving, you bought a big turkey because you want to cook a turkey and you got a lot of people to feed. Now, how disappointing would it be if you bought this big turkey and it shrunk down to the size of a Cornish hen? And I'm exaggerating, but go with me, all right? So you come in with your big goals. You buy a big turkey because you got to feed a lot of people. I got a big room of people to feed, so I bought a big turkey. If you then put that turkey in the oven and you're thinking it shrinks down to a Cornish hen, you're thinking, well, hold on a minute, that wasn't the plan. It's the same thing with business. Don't think big and then do things and you create tiny results. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't come out and think big and you take these little baby steps, these little wimp steps, like I like to say, little wimps, and you have to make some big steps, be bold. And then when you get these little tiny results, you're like, gosh, it didn't work. No, think big, move big, get big. That's what you want to do, and you want to really advance yourself. And so that's the same concept. Be strategic in it and be very clear on what it is you're doing. If you need big results, you're going to need big steps. And you may have to break them down into, you know, very specific movements, but you need big results. You need to make big steps. If you need to take your company and jump your revenue or your customer acquisition by 40%, that's a big jump. So you have to make big steps. So therefore, if I need 40% acquisition in my clients, I'm going to have to put in 150% work to get it done. But it's okay because it will reap the rewards that you're looking for. If you're trying to say to yourself, and you want to get clear, you know, a lot of people don't think they should write things down. And I'll be the first. I'm a techie person. I love my devices. And, you know, when I'm at work, I had a picture on Facebook one day. It looked like a little electronic fork. You know, I had a laptop, a desktop, my iPad. And I was working it. I was like, okay, I got what I need. I'm in a happy place. I have my software. I'm a software girl. But I am a techie person. However, I am still a pen and paper gal. You know, give me a pen and paper and let me jot down my ideas. Let me empty my brain and get it done, because we are all built with this system. If you write it and then read it aloud, you retain it and then you will act on it. If you write it, then read it aloud, you retain it, and then you're going to act on it. If you're just typing away, we're tapping into a different aspect of our brain. And I can talk about this because I am a medical professional. I'm a nurse. I'm a very qualified nurse. I've been a nurse for 15-plus years. So when I'm telling you this, it's real. So pull all of this information together, all right? Do your company skills matrix. Write down your goals. Read them back to yourself aloud. And then you'll act on it because your brain will go into activation mode. It's ready to do some things. All right? All right, guys. You know, 30 minutes is short but sweet, isn't it? Well, it's your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. I'm really proud to be able to continue to communicate with you and give you the information that you need. Reach out to me whenever you need to. I'm available. You can log on to visionarypeoplearise.com or you can call the office at 678-390-2681. I'll catch you the next time that we go live. And if you don't remember one thing, remember this: be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. Thanks for tuning in.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?